All greetings to you today in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark, and this is day one in our seven-day series. And I'll be sharing this week. And this week for our inspiration, we're going to be looking at some of the reasons why we as Christians should do the things we do. So why do you do the things you do? Why do you go to church? Why do you pray? Why do you forsake all to follow Christ? Why do you live a simple lifestyle? Why do you give to the work of the Lord? Why do you witness to the lost people around you? Why do you suffer persecution with a good attitude? Why do you forgive? Why do you love your enemies? And why do you keep yourself from the lust of the flesh that wars against your soul? And why do you keep yourself from the love of the world? Well, hopefully, this week, those why questions will be answered. And I want to answer them by the scriptures. We're going to be looking up a lot of scriptures in the next few days. And we're going to start here with Matthew chapter 5. It says, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." So in the Sermon on the Mount here, Matthew chapter 5, one of the Beatitudes is, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake." Well, it's because of righteousness' sake that we are persecuted. So there's an answer to one, at least maybe a partial answer to one of the why questions. Why do we suffer persecution? It's for righteousness' sake. It's right that we would suffer persecution, because as Jesus suffered persecution, as he was he was hated by a lot of people for doing no wrong at all. And he said, and he told us in the scriptures that all those that will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. And even said, the world hates me, and it's also going to hate you. And so it says there that it's for righteousness' sake. And then there's a beautiful promise in that. It says, "For theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And there's another reason for suffering persecution, is there's the kingdom of heaven. There's a time that we will be in heaven. And, there's a kingdom of God here on this earth, even today, as we are part of the family of God, as we are part of a local church, and we're living our lives the way that he wants us to. We're part of his kingdom. Okay, then in Luke chapter 6:22, it says, "Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil." Well, that doesn't sound like that's too blessed. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you and separate you from their company and reproach you and cast your name out for evil. And then it says, "For the Son of Man's sake." This is for the Lord Jesus. He was the Son of God, but he was also the Son of Man. So we can suffer this kind of persecution where people hate us. They cast our name out as evil, and it's for his sake, it's for the Lord's sake that we do it. And it's because we love the Lord and that we're going to serve him no matter what happens, and we're not going to give in to the devil or to the demons who would want people to hate us and want people to reproach us and want people to cast our name out as evil. We're not going to give in to the devil and his devices. But because we love the Lord, we're going to suffer these things and be blessed. And then it says, "Rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven, for in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets." And this isn't a new thing where people who are serving Christ, serving God, are persecuted. A lot of the prophets were. Just got done reading Jeremiah recently and how he was thrown in the dungeon, left to die there, not even feeding him or anything. And then somebody came to the king or whoever on his behalf and pulled him out of that place. But, a lot of different things happened to those prophets. So another one would be in Mark chapter 13, verse 13. It says, "And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." So here's, hated of all men. I don't think that means everybody, but it could mean, I guess, everybody. But at least all the people who are, would come against us. And here again, it's for his name's sake, because we love him and that we're not going to serve anybody else. We're not going to serve the devil. We're not going to serve ourselves. We're not going to serve the world. And it might cause us to be hated. I might not have that one right. I'm not sure. But it says, I have Luke and then 16:17, but it might be I might have missed the chapter. It says, "And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolk and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death, and you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake." And here's another reason why we are to be persecuted. It's the same one as the last one, for Christ's name. He's the one who told his disciples that. And here it's even getting closer to home. It's not just hated by all men, but it's by parents and brethren and kinsfolk and friends. And some of them they shall cause to be put to death. But it's for the Lord's sake. So why do we do things? Well, it's because of the Lord. It's because we love the Lord, we're going to serve him. Luke 21:12 says, and this is talking about the end times where there'll be nations rising against nations and earthquakes and famines and pestilence and fearful sights and these things that are going to come to pass. But then in this verse it says, "But before all these earthquakes and things, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake, and it shall turn to you for a testimony." Here again, it's for the Lord's sake. This is why we do the things we do, is it's because of the Lord. It's not to get to heaven, not to earn our way into heaven or anything like that, but it's because we love the Lord and we're going to serve him. John 15:18-21, it says, "If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me." So that's just a beautiful passage there where the world, if you are of the world, they love their own. It's amazing. You could go to, some parties and some fairs and different things like that, and how the world just, they love their smoking, they love their drinking, they fight with each other and stuff like that, but they don't really have much use for the Christian, usually. So we could be hated and persecuted, but it's because of the Lord again, because we love the Lord is why we suffer persecution. And the last one I have is 2 Corinthians 12:10. It says, "Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." And that's the Apostle Paul, where he had the thorn in the flesh and these things. But he says, "I take pleasure in infirmities and in reproaches and necessities and persecutions." Necessities meaning, didn't even have the necessary things of life. He was maybe not even the food that he needed to eat, in persecutions and distresses. And it's for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. And that's the reason why we do some things. We suffer persecution. It's for Christ's sake. And when we become weak, then we can be strong in the Lord. So God bless you. I hope that was an inspiring thought for you for today.